Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and I would like to read with you verses 8 through 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 8 through 11, where the Word of God says, "For we are confident, I say, and willing, rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore, we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing, therefore, the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. But we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences." That's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 8 through 11. And that passage of Scripture portrays to us something to anticipate. And that is the fact that as born-again believers, when we leave this life, we will be in the presence of the Lord. Verse 8 says that we are absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Just like that. The moment we close our eyes in death as Christians now, the moment we close our eyes in death is the very moment we will open our eyes in the presence of the Lord. Now, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, you cannot claim that. For those who do not know Christ, they'll close their eyes in death and open them up in hell, which is not a good place. But for those of us who know the Lord, when we die, we go to be with the Lord, and we can anticipate that. But eventually, we will also stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Now, what is the judgment seat of Christ? Well, the judgment seat of Christ is where we will receive the rewards from the Lord Jesus Christ based upon our faithful service to Him here on earth. You see that in verse 10 of 2 Corinthians 5, where it says, "For we must all," talking about every Christian, "we must all stand or appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." That phrase, "whether it be good or bad," indicates that when we stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, we will be judged based upon our service unto the Lord, whether it was very good in the sense of being of great value, or bad in the sense of being worthless. Take a look at your life today, dear Christian. Are you serving the Lord with great value? Or are you living sort of, as it were, a worthless Christian life, doing very, very little for the Lord? Yes, the Lord will reward us for our faithful service unto Him. I know that there will be many Christians, when they stand before the judgment seat of Christ, will receive great rewards to the honor and the glory of the Lord. The book of the Revelation teaches us that once we receive those crowns, as it were, those rewards, we will cast them at the feet of the Lord Jesus, and He will therefore be glorified even in the rewards that He has given to us. Many Christians will receive great rewards because they've had faithful service to the Lord here on earth. However, many Christians will not receive great rewards because they've not lived a valuable Christian life. Certainly, as Christians, we look forward to death in the sense that we will go into the presence of the Lord. But are we looking forward to the judgment seat of Christ? I trust that we are, because of the fact that we are living a life filled with value for our Lord. Father, I thank You for this passage of Scripture, and I pray that each and every one of us as Christians will serve You in a valuable way, so that when we stand before You at the great white throne judgment, we'll hear those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," and we'll give You the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this moments of meditation and prayer time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries, saying God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.